The Coast Guard and Navy are expected to stop searching this morning for 9 people missing off the coast of Hawaii since last Friday. They disappeared when a U.S. submarine rose rapidly to the surface and sank a Japanese fishing boat directly above it. Defense Department officials have said 2 civilians were at the controls of the USS Greenville when it smashed into the trawler. John Hammerschmidt of the National Transportation Safety Board says 1 civilian was allowed to pull the levers that sent the submarine racing toward the surface.
A civilian guest, in conjunction with a qualified Navy crew member, actually operated the emergency main ballast tank blow actuation valves that initiate the emergency surfacing drill procedure.
The 2 civilians were among 16 visitors invited aboard for a brief training cruise. In addition to the Navy inquiry, the NTSB is doing its own investigation because civilian maritime traffic was involved. John Hammerschmidt of the NTSB is in Honolulu. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did the civilians aboard the sub have any role in the accident?
Of course, we're not in a position to make any determinations in that regard at this juncture in the investigation. We're simply here on scene gathering information and documenting as much as we can concerning not only the equipment aboard the submarine, but also determining if procedures were followed and exactly what might have caused the submarine not to detect the surface vessel, which it should have, of course.
The submarine's primary periscope was functioning properly. Shouldn't the sub's crew have been able to see the trawler?
Well, one would believe that would be the case, of course, and that's part of the investigation is to determine why the fishing vessel was not detected either through the periscope, by means of the primary periscope, or through means of the sonar system, or other detection devices that the submarine has. We have begun in the on-scene part of the investigation to test much of the equipment with, of course, the Navy's expertise. And so far, the equipment, especially the sensors, have been checking out operational. And so no problems have been uncovered. There's one additional piece of equipment to check its status, and that would be the depth gauge. And that testing will be done at a later date.
The Navy has said video and sound recording devices in the sub's control room were not operating during the accident. Why is that?
Well, in the case of the periscope, we were told that normally the recording feature on that device is not used. It's only used in certain circumstances, but that would not be the norm. And therefore, they've explained to us that in the case of this particular cruise, that recording feature was not activated. It can be activated right there on the periscope itself. And in terms of the sonar, it also is a situation where the norm is not to have the recording capability activated. And in this case, we were told that there were no sonar tapes from the accident cruise.
A Navy underwater robot vehicle will examine the possibility of raising the Japanese fishing boat. Would that help in your investigation?
It would help us in the documentation of the vessel and the damage done to it. At this juncture, I would say that it is not critical to our investigation. It would probably enable us to determine the precise collision angles and how the compartmentalized structure of the fishing vessel was compromised by the submarine.
Who has the final authority in the case, the NTSB or the Navy?
Well, we each do in a certain respect. The NTSB has the final say in the overall investigation from a public safety standpoint. The Navy, of course, is conducting its own internal investigation for other reasons. And we have organized our investigation in a way whereby the U.S. Navy is actually a party to our investigation. And, of course, as you, I'm sure, are aware, the NTSB is an independent federal agency, and our sole mission is safety and improving transportation safety in general in all modes of transportation.
James Hammerschmidt in Honolulu is with the National Transportation Safety Board.